Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. For the last week, I have been thinking a lot about family. And then the question came up, why does this subject fit into my category of Get Healthy Now? Well, let me shed some light onto this question. Family has to do with mental health, physical health, happiness, support, understanding, tolerance, authenticity, and much, much more. Now, again, why am I saying that? Where am I coming from with these statements? Well, I'm just going back to the privilege I just had to experience my brother and his family. That means he, his wife, and their four children, who came over here to the U.S. to visit me. I hadn't seen him in over 6 years since we buried our dad. So, actually amazing. It was an experience of a lifetime for me to see my brother and his family again. And I never really knew how much it meant to me. We had a very happy and hearty reunion. I felt joy, peace, and happiness in my heart. We started a communication that we didn't take the time for over the last 6 years, over the internet or regular mail. Snail mail barely exists anymore. Music, we didn't get to play music together over the internet or over the phone or stuff. But this time they were here. And my nieces and nephews played with me, and my brother played with me. And that was one of the biggest and most amazing experiences for me. And why? Because I grew up playing music with my family. That was the glue that held us all together. That was the glue that made us strong. That was the most amazing experience, because all of us play more than one instrument, so we got to choose what we want to play, and we played together. We actually, as a family, played for weddings, for funerals, for parties, for different things. And yes, it was house music. It was all amateurs playing together, but having a blast while doing it, giving our best while doing it, and bringing joy to the ones who want to hear it. And that, my dear listeners, is what family means to me. Now, a week ago, they had to go back. So all the physical activities that we did and the music we did and speaking the native language of Swiss German and English with the kids who are learning English, all that came to an abrupt halt. And I go, oh my, I can't believe how much I missed them after 1 week already. And I guess that's why I started reflecting on everything and saying, what does family mean to me? Does it have to be blood related? Or is there another way of family that I can feel part of, feel wanted in, feel like it's really, well, I would say supportive, encouraging, ding, educating. And I can say from the bottom of my heart, thank goodness I have another family, an awesome, big, huge family over here in the United States besides my husband and his siblings. And this family that I have are some other health coaches. We support one another, encourage, educate, uplift, hug each other, you know, praise each other, do what family members do to make sure we know we're one in the spirit to help one another out. And the feeling that I have with these colleagues of mine is just so wonderful. It feels just as good as I felt with my blood family that was over here for a few weeks. Even though it's very different, the meaning of family, of tolerance, respect, authenticity, support, a system to support one another, all these things are coming forth, and they all come from within. People who are not authentic, who portray a picture other than the real themselves, cannot make it work. However, whatever comes from the heart, from within, being the best, doing the best, and giving the best we can possibly be, and sharing with others, those are the people that make a difference in our lives. These are people we can adopt as our family members and have a really good connection with them. That's actually what family is, being connected. Now, blood family doesn't really have much of a choice because we were put in there. However, when we choose a family of our own, in my case, the coaches, the peers, my clients, those are families that I choose to frequent, to be part of, to support, and to be supported with and from. And these make a huge difference. I mean, I have such a wonderful and fulfilling life now, something I did not have for a long time. But once I made the choice, that's what I wanted. And when I went for it and I have it and I'm keeping it and I'm moving it and I'm working on it and I'm expanding on it, the happier I feel, the healthier I feel, the more energized I feel, and the more I get to reach out to others who feel that I am who I say I am. Totally true to myself and to everybody else. And it's more of an attraction now. And I get to surround myself with the people that I love, with the people who are positive, with the people who want to be around me. And the ones who don't, guess what? I say goodbye. I can honestly tell them, I love you. I wish you well. However, I will no longer associate with you until you have made the decision that you want to be positive, that you have something positive to share, that you want to be there with me and for me, and allow me to be there with you and for you. So it's a two-way street, and that is what's so important. And I just go, I so love the opportunities that have opened up for me. And the reason why I'm sharing all this is because I want you to have the best life possible. It is not dependent on blood. It is not dependent on money. It is not dependent on things. It is, however, dependent on the choices you make and what you want and what you're willing to give. And I say very loud and clear, sharing is caring. And what does all that have to do again with family? And how important are values for a family system? And I'm just going to give you a few titles because this is part of the gift that I'm going to give you, that link. How important values are to the family system. Family values are important on many different levels of the family structure. Establishing a foundation for the family, influencing decision-making, guidance for raising children, protection from outside influence, giving family a meaning, helping guide people in relationships. Family values make you who you are. That is so important that we know that. Somebody wrote, family values are a set of unwritten rules and codes that creates and helps build our perception, vision towards society and many things that we face in our day-to-day life. Strong family values can instill greater clarity in decision-making regarding our life and leads to a relatively easier and more balanced life. In today's hard and fast world, the most successful person are those who can take quick decisions about the way, about what they want from life. Family values that help you distinguish what is morally correct and what suits your value system. Today, the single largest task in the hands of parents are predicting their children or protecting their children from outside influence, which are majority negative in nature. Injecting strong family values in child, since childhood is one such measure that can ensure their safety in a time when direct supervision of child has become near impossible. Giving strong values as a parent not only protects a child, but also creates a civilized, conscious citizen and help move society towards a more harmless tomorrow. Strong family values can help check all the moral and ethical corruption in various walks of life, which otherwise ultimately contributes to inequality, poverty, crime, and whatnot. So there's more to it. Those are the most important points. And I think this little paragraph that I just read really sets the precedence of why family is so important. And again, family does not mean it has to be blood related. Where a few or many are gathered together that love and support one another, it's family. Where joy, peace, happiness, health, love for one another can grow, there is family. Support, authenticity, it's all wonderful. So please check out the gift that I gave you, the link. You can just click on it. For more information, suggestions, questions, feedback, are all welcome. Contact me on dythomson@gmail.com or send me a text or voicemail to 562-335-4956. And I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And again, please work with me, help me out. Make suggestions, send questions, give me feedback so I know what to talk about next. If you want to be part of my show, let me know and we'll figure something out that goes to get healthy now under that category, which is almost everything or anything. Because if it's mentally, physically, emotionally, body-wise, financially related, it has to do with getting healthy. So until next week, have an amazing week. And again, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.